It's Fat Tuesday. It's also Taco Tuesday. It's also time for another edition of Happy Hour. Unless you're listening in Fresno, which means it airs tomorrow, which would mean it would be Ash Wednesday. I'm not religious. I don't really care. Okay, cool.
And now, back to the Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy on Fresno's Hot 97.7.
He is the misfit of radio, and he is fine with that. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
What do we have? All right.
Hey, what's up? It's Babs from Wild 94.1, the afternoon diva. Shout out my guy, Ryan Hoppy. Make sure you tune in to Happy Hour, the best 60 minutes of your life.
Welcome to Happy Hour.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, we'll hit it.
All right.
The semen was so big.
Happy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Happy, happy, happy. This is Happy Hour with Happy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. No, the source of trending topic. We the hottest, such a this competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. My freaking inbox. Inbox, oh, jeez. My inbox blew up. Let's see how many times I mixed two words together today. Strike one. Hell yeah, girl. Tampa Bay radio legend commented on my picture of me and Jerry Springer and said, I interviewed him once and he was the kindest, funniest guy you could ever meet. I also made a segment about how I watched Private Parts the other day for the first time in 11 years, Howard Stern's movie, and someone says, Hoppy, the resemblances are there. Can't wait to see what you have in your future. And I always do a little PSA when I'm driving around at a red light. And I post that. I said right here. Said, Hoppy PSA. Undercover cops are all over US 19. And these weren't even like undercover cops, you know, that were like hanging out with like the yellow license plates. These were anonymous guys, which those are the ones you really can't trust.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee Ruiz says, I saw a good amount of them on Park and Gandy Boulevard in St. Pete. Christopher Goulamet says, they were all over 275 north and southbound as well. And this weird guy named Michael that I had kind of beef with, he commented, why? Like, I don't know if he's saying why. You know when you get like a weird comment and you don't know if like they're saying, why are you posting about it or why they're under comment? I'm just not going to respond to that. Yeah. That's a little bit of a day in life in my inbox. Hot ass radio women of guys flying in their DMs. Oh, I'll offer you a steak dinner. I mean, I've had steak dinners that were bought for me, but I had to hang out with morning radio men.
Mm-hmm.
So, if, as I say at the end of each show, and that is that.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Today on TMZ.
Okay, couple of things in the Nancy Guthrie kidnapping.
Yeah, this case is really freaking weird, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, authorities, including the FBI. vitally interested in that ransom note.
Yeah, that ransom note's kind of weird.
And so far, that ransom has not been paid yet. They seem to really be lasering in on that ransom note.
Oh, really? You don't say.
And I get why they're interested. What I don't understand is why they haven't put the money in the account. I don't either.
I don't know, man. This is like a weird episode of Law and Order, dude. She's been gone like 2.5 weeks. And then they ruled out that nobody in the family did it. Who did it? I'm not saying, not Nancy. I'm not saying Savannah would do it, but how did this even happen? We have all the technology in the world. And then we, remember they had the whole lead, oh, we found the guy and it was a freaking Uber delivery driver?
Nick Jonas is the biggest Squatty Potty fan.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you're Nick Jonas, you can't just go take your crap normally. You gotta do it the elite way.
Do you have a poop stool?
I do. It's the best thing ever.
Nick Jonas speaks the...
Who calls it a poop stool?
Truth.
He loves it.
You still use it in our bathroom?
There's a Squatty Potty in the men's bathroom?
It is so disgusting. The thing is white, the color of your shirt. The top of it is black.
The girls are like, ew. You guys smell worse. I've been a janitor at an LA Fitness in Cleveland after I got unemployed in Cleveland. Before I moved. The women's bathroom is worse than the men's. Oh, I just saw here on Facebook, a girl I hooked up with is a keynote speaker in Indianapolis. Maybe the keynote is about how she banged me gun.
Brooks Nader is an actress now, thanks to Eva Longoria. Eva is directing this new movie starring Kim Kardashian and also Brooks Nader.
Acting is so easy.
Brooks Nader.
Man, anyone can be an actor.
100%.
Actor.
We seen you in The Sopranos, dude.
Yeah.
Not everyone can act.
A little wooden.
Stefan Diggs has pled not guilty to choking.
Yeah, he's a thug, man.
Choking his personal chef.
Oh, he lost Cardi B, and now he's got a criminal case?
Lost Cardi B, seemingly. For all the drama with Offset, she always got back with him because she said the sex was so good. If she.
Yeah, you know, he plows hard. You know why I say that? The NFL players, they got aggression for days.
Never gets back with Stephon Diggs. He's a world-class athlete. I don't believe he's bad.
All right, I've had enough of them talking about how good he is in bed. The thought of Stephon Diggs at Debbie Dead creating kids makes me mad.
Happy Hot Topic!
Finally, The Simpsons. Last night, the long-running animation reached a milestone.
Awesome.
800th episode.
About 400 too many, man. Man, The Simpsons should have just gone off air in 2000 and I don't know, 7 when they made the movie. They should have had the season finale and series finale in May 07 and then the movie came out in July 07. I saw it with my mom. Funny story. A lot of kids I went to high school with were there and I didn't want to sit with her and she goes, I just paid for it and it's midnight. You're sitting with me.
It was packed with celebrity cameos from The Roots to actor Kevin Bacon.
I just don't know who's watching it. Like millions of people watch it each week. Let me look this up. How many people watch The Simpsons every week? Roughly 1 million. It's not bad. They're saying early seasons average 20 million. Well, that's kind of like when people are like, oh yeah, Howard Stern lost his whole audience. And then he still has like 2 million people. It's like still not bad. Also, there's claims that it's between 2 to 4 million viewers. It's like between 1 to 3, I'd say. It just, I don't know. It was like when they started using the 2010s, late 2000s animation, it lost kind of its heart. It stopped being funny. It got really preachy with Lisa. Even when Futurama came back both times in 09 and then like 3 years ago on Hulu, it's just, I don't know. It's just not the same. It's still good. It's still The Simpsons and Futurama. It's still enjoyable. I'd rather watch that than like a soap opera, but it's just not as good.
An avid Elementary star and creator Quentin Brunson. But it was this Marge moment that stole the show for fans.
Oh, it's so cute. She began an OnlyFans.
The new TV show, The Pit.
What the hell did you do, lady? Code purple.
Give me 30 cc's of Pelastamin, 4 heliostic probes, and the...
Alrighty. My mom is so adorable. Whenever she comes to visit Florida, almost in Illinois, not sure when, I don't know why I do that, where I'm thinking something in my head, but I say the right thing, but then I correct myself anyway, even though you never would have known. But when my mom comes to visit Florida, she always watches so much TV, man, and she can fly through that show, The Pit, man. She loves her pit.
Happy Hot Topic.
This morning, a partial government shutdown is entering its third day. Democrats refusing to fund...
But I thought Trump was the man. Remember when he said if there's a government shutdown under our president's watch, it's his fault? The president's fault?
Department of Homeland Security over President Trump's ongoing immigration enforcement policies after two American citizens were shot dead in Minneapolis.
Yeah, Alex Pretty does not deserve to be dead, but man, he really manifested it. You know, he was the type of guy that thought he was better than everyone because he wasn't MAGA.
We've drawn a hard line in the sand on behalf of the American people.
Mm. Among the reforms Democrats want, a uniform code of conduct for ICE operations that ICE agents stop wearing face masks and obtain warrants signed by...
Yeah, the face mask is kind of cowardice, you know what I mean? I don't like that. It's kind of creepy. I love how everybody's like, America's got gang problems. Oh, by the way, we've been recording for 11 minutes and 11 seconds. Make a wish. I wish ICE would go away. But the problem with ICE is this. Is they claim, oh, America's got this crime problem. And then they're the ones taking people's lives.
By a judge before making arrests. The president has not said he'll make any concessions.
He's a loser. I don't think he knows what the word concession is. He's like, oh, really? I could take some nachos.
See what happens. We always have to protect our law enforcement.
All right, there you go. But they're not the law enforcement, you idiot. They're ICE. There's two different things. It's like saying somebody who plays in the NBA G League is like an NBA player. No, they're in the NBA G League. They're not cops. It's like saying, oh, minor league baseball players, that's an MLB. You know what I mean. They're lesser than.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Oh, my God. This guy named Prime, who takes photos and video for us here at work, he's just staring at me outside the door. That's why I went quiet for a second. I thought I said something that bothered him. I love you, Prime.
Mm-hmm. Between action and cut, I feel a great peace sometimes.
Yeah, Robert Duvall is dead, man. I don't know what Robert Duvall was in, but I know the name. And when you see someone you know that, I don't know him per se, but when you like see a name that you've grown up hearing about and he's dead, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
If he can run tomorrow.
All right, so they're just going to show scenes that might give me a copyright strike. But yes, Robert Duvall died. I believe he was in the movie known as The Godfather, which to me, I like The Godfather. It's okay. But it's a little boring. I also watched it when I was really drunk, man. And that is not the vibe you want. You gotta watch that movie sober. There's so much going on. I know it's like that one movie. What was that? The Irishman, where you can watch it in like four different parts. That's kind of the same way with The Sopranos. It can be split up into like four parts because I'd rather watch Sopranos. Last night I was watching Power with Tommy Egan, who's like my alter ego in real life. Oh yeah, I feel like such a gangster.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Mm-hmm.
Barack and Michelle Obama had a date night out. The couple stepped out on Sunday.
I love when they use this background music for these videos. It makes you want to go to the club.
Barack and Michelle Obama had a date night out. The couple stepped out on Sunday, February 15th, to attend the NBA All-Star Game.
Yeah. It had actually really good ratings. It had like the best ratings since 2011. And what's funny is, I guess Adam Silver did something right. I think it's trash, but the ratings said otherwise.
They were photographed sitting courtside at the event, watching the game play out while seated next to former basketball star Julius Erving.
Dr. J.
Their daughter, Sasha Obama, was also at the event.
Ah, she's so freaking cute. Sit in my lap. But let's sign an NDA.
Seated behind the couple. The former president and first lady also took a moment to pose for a photo with NBA star Steph Curry and his wife Ayesha Curry.
Ah, the two cutest open marriages around, Stephen and Ayesha and Barack and Michelle. Mm-hmm.
At the event, Michelle...
God, Michelle looks freaking hot. By the way, if you're listening and you think Michelle is a man, you are so racist, you're a moron. How are the kids made. Whenever you reply to somebody with that comment of when they go, hey, Michelle is really Mike. Then how are the kids made? You never get a proper response. If you're MAGA right now and you're listening to me, maybe you've met me at a kava bar and you can't stand my existence. Maybe you know me from a radio show and you're getting all mad and you're clenching your fist and you're like, it's Mike Obama, not Michelle. Then how were the kids made?
Stunned in a black zip-up jacket with matching pants, while her husband donned a blue coat, black...
All right, so it's a visual, but they were at the NBA All-Star game. She won't go to a president's funeral, but NBA, oh yeah.
Happy Hot Topic.
You got to be the bigger person, Michelle, but whatever.
America's Next Top Model's fiercest fashionista, Miss J, is on the mend after...
Oh, thank God.
Revealing he had a stroke 4 years ago that changed the course of his life. In Netflix's new docuseries, Reality Check, Inside America's Next Top Model, out February 16th.
Yeah, you don't want to know about the real side of Tyra Banks. She's kind of a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Runway coach known affectionately as Miss J Alexander reveals he suffered from a stroke December 2022, spending 1.5 years in the hospital.
Strokes are freaking scary, man.
Covering. I woke up and didn't know where I was other than the hospital. I spent 5 weeks in a coma. Couldn't walk or talk, Miss.
It's always weird, like my ex's mom had a stroke and my mom had a partial stroke. And it's always weird. You don't know if they're going to survive. And when they survive, you really appreciate whoever had the stroke. You appreciate them surviving.
Jay says, adding, it was emotional. I cried. I'm not ashamed to say I cried. The doc shows a portion of the runway icon's health journey, including being visited by fellow America's Next Top Model judges, photographer Nigel Barker, and creative director Jay Manuel.
Right now. You do, you know, Bill.
Brooks Nader is living it up for her birthday, but
she's living it up, having her midlife crisis.
The start of the celebrations made her sick, literally. Brooks reposting this photo to her Instagram story February 15th, taken by her youngest sister, Sarah J. Nader, showing
she had a stomachache for days.
The reality star lying on the floor, wrapped in a blanket, surrounded by family and friends. Very touch and go, Sarah Jane writes, adding food poisoning 1, Brooksy 0.
Oh yeah, she had some bad sushi. Which I don't know why you would have sushi before going on a plane. I don't understand, before I'm going on an airplane, I'm not eating anything. I might have a soft pretzel right by the terminal over there at Tampa International Airport. That's it. Get some cheese dip, you know what I mean? I might have pretzel on the... I guess I have a soft pretzel before and then hard pretzels on the plane. But I'm just saying, I can't imagine, I get these people that, eat this hearty food. Like, my mom one time had, Mexican food before she went on. I'm like, how do you do it? I'd be wanting to go to the bathroom all the time.
And Sarah Jane didn't stop there, posting this video of their dad, Bro Nader, helping his daughter take a sip of her drink with the caption, the things Bro Nader has to deal with, SMH.
SMH, man. SMH. I feel like playing a banger right now. What if we listen to a little bit of the guy who should have had a bigger career? His name is Colby Adonis. And here is... Hey, girl. I would play what you got, but that's copyright.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Here we go again, single life living, but every time we in party shows and clubs, this girl's always there. Could she be a, could she be a, could she be a fan? I don't know, I don't care, yeah, I'm just a man. Yeah, she's just a girl that got a lot of friends. She's got a lot of style and got a lot of class.
secret everybody knows. Hey girl, tell me what your name is. Hey girl, why you think your name is? Hey girl, we both live the lives of a celebrity. Can I take you home with me? Hey girl, tell me what your name is. Hey girl, why you think your name is? Hey girl, we both live the lives of a celebrity. Can I take you home with me? Bedtime, breakfast in bed for you, baby, cause you mine. Now I ain't gonna lose a prized possession in my grasp. You get it only once, you can lose it so fast.
I can only thank God for such a great creation. You are the original, the others imitated.
Got me feeling like a million times doing a penny. The sky is the limit, I'm taking you
they
in.
They all say that you got what I got, money and the cars, causing all the clothes. Say that you rock, oh, what I rock, and it ain't a secret, everybody knows.
Hey girl, tell me what your name is. Hey girl, why you think your name is? Hey girl, we both live the lives of just a legend. Yeah, yeah, and I'll take you home with me. Hey girl, tell me what your name is. Hey girl, why you think your name is? Hey girl, we both live the lives of just a legend. Yeah, yeah. Smile on my face, it's cause you was in it. If I have to tell the world, then that is what I do. Baby, here's my pledge to you.
Now, you're probably confused. You're going, why did you say it was Colby O'Donis? Well, it sounds like Jesse McCartney. In the comment section here, it says, this is actually Jesse McCartney, so whoever uploaded that video, it's not Colby O'Donis. If there was a way to describe my show, it would be that. Oh, yeah! Guess what, guys? I'm getting back into shape. I have a little bit of a problem. I don't have a gym membership, but I have a gym that's attached, not to my part, to my apartment directly, but in the middle of the complex, there's a gym. There's a lat pull down machine, typical machine where you can like lift up. I don't know what the name of that one is. I work out, but I'm not like a gym head. And then they got the dumbbells. And then there's like two pools. One, it's overlooking my place. It's kind of nice. Very nice. And then there's the big one. And my usual workout is laying in the sun, getting some sun rays. And then I also lift the dumbbells 25 pounds 11 times because that's a lucky number. I'm being serious. And I usually never do the lat pull downs. But the other day, I was like, you know what? Even though I've hurt myself the last two times doing the lat pull downs, even if I have less weight, let me do the lat pull downs. I'm not going to get hurt this time. Yeah, I got hurt. So to everybody out there that comes out to me in public, oh my God, it must be so great being tall. Oh, it's got to be amazing. You guys get to work out and not have back pain. I also had some really hard sex on Saturday. So that might contribute to it. Valentine's Day! I came two times. And when I mean came, I mean I arrived. Oh yeah, with the Kleenex. B-Trump. My family finds me despicable on the show. I'm not the little kid from the 90s that they grew up with. I'm a different man now. You want to hear what I sounded like in 1996, though? Let's go back to... Wow, it was 30 years ago. It's crazy. So on YouTube, I have all these home movies, about 30 of them. They wouldn't let me put it in a playlist because it has kids in the video, even though it's freaking me. But let's see what I sounded like. That's kind of a failed bit. But yeah, if you want to see my home movies, go on YouTube and type in like 1995 Ryan Hoppy. And then we'll play this sound effect because that bit was failed. It's a car crash. This is what it sounds like on Howard Franklin. Howdy. I think you got the point. All right. Let's move on and pretend it never happened. Oh, wrong button. I am so ready for this segment, aren't I? Right here.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Let's get back on track.
Switching gears for a moment here. For the first time, former President Obama is publicly addressing President Trump's racist post depicting him and former First Lady Michelle Obama as apes. What is he saying?
Yeah, this was on a podcast interview. It was wide ranging. And the
can you imagine being that podcaster and you get all the inside scoop from someone that's kind of mysterious like Obama? You got him talking about aliens. And then I'm talking about racism.
Former President Obama, he discussed how there is no longer any decorum, but he said that most Americans,
he loves that word,
can still find this kind of behavior troubling. He also said there's a, quote, clown show that's happening on social media and television. Take a listen to what he said.
First of all, I think it's important to recognize that the majority of the American people find this behavior deeply troubling.
I want to believe that's true because I despise racism. But look who we elected.
There's this sort of clown show that's happening in social media and on television. And what is true is that there doesn't seem to be any shame about this among people who used to feel like you had to have some sort of decorum and a sense of propriety and respect for the office, right? So that's been lost.
There you go. I love that guy. I would love to meet him. I don't know what he'd think about what I said about his marriage, though.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Wendy's says that it's closing hundreds of restaurants here in the U.S.
Yeah, it's almost like we don't want to pay $3 for a chicken sandwich. If Wendy's is going to be the same price as actual, I don't know, groceries, you might as well just go to the grocery store. That's what I tell everybody. Everybody I know at Cowboys, oh my God, I just paid $22 for this stuff. I'll go to Publix or whatever grocery store is in the city you're living in.
As the burger giant flips its strategy, let's talk about this. So the company says sales fell more than 10% last quarter, and now it expects to shut down between 5 and 6% of its U.S. locations by summer. Now, that is on top of the more than 240 stores that closed in 2024. So the company is calling this strategy Project Fresh, and a statement to...
Oh, so fresh! Unless it's 9 p.m. when they stop making new food.
ABC News saying, by closing consistently underperforming restaurants, we're enabling our franchise partners to increase focus on locations with the greatest potential for profitable growth. But when we look at the bigger picture here, especially in these fast food wars, price is now the main ingredient.
I love the idea of a fast food war. Who's going to get a stomachache today?
Cost-conscious customers pulling back. Wendy says it's now shifting back to everyday value.
All right, what's the value?
Chain just launched the new Biggie Deals menu. I don't know if you've seen it with $4, $6, and $8 options.
You know what? I'll return when you get the dollar menu. Until then, there's one sound effect to describe where I will be when there's a fast food joint around. There you go. That's where you'll see me. Not there. It's not worth it. All right, so we got this headline here. We got this from Hollywood Unlocked. Will Smith's former best friend of 40 years sues for $3 million, alleges Jada Pinkett Smith threatened he'd end up missing if he didn't stop talking about them, and accusing Will of sleeping with men. So there's that. And if we don't really remember that headline, here's this headline to remind you.
Jada Pinkett Smith is facing a legal battle.
Yeah, she's really just a dirty, rotten person, isn't she? She's just the worst.
Actress is the subject of a multi-million dollar lawsuit filed by a former associate of her husband, Will Smith.
Yeah. Jada Pinkett Smith was so annoying in the show Gotham when she played Fish Mooney. But looking back on it, when she was playing Fish Mooney, she was just being herself.
The lawsuit obtained by E! News.
E! News loves to tell you, we obtained it. Good job.
While Salam alleges Jada orchestrated a smear campaign against him following an altercation at Will's 2021 birthday party. The suit, which was filed in LA County on November 7th, Bilal alleges defendant Jada Pinkett Smith approached plaintiff with approximately seven members of her entourage.
Oh, I bet they're so fake tough. That's when you know Jada Pinkett Smith is a coward. She's not going to approach him. She needs her entourage. What a fake tough girl.
Claiming the actress became verbally aggressive.
Oh, watch out for her words. You don't want to piss off that moron.
It continues claiming that the star threatened plaintiff by stating if he continued telling her personal business, he would end up missing or catch a bullet.
What do you think you are, Fish Mooney, honey? You're a failed actress that has literally ruined every guy you dated. Show your ass.
Demanded he sign a non-disclosure agreement or else.
That's when you know you're naughty. That's when you know you gotta watch out for her is when they say the word NDA.
Less than a year after the alleged incident, Bilal claims he was contacted following the 2022 Academy Awards.
Where when she just... he just looked so bad that day, Will Smith. What an embarrassment to men.
Will infamously slapped comedian Chris Rock on stage and was asked to, quote, help with crisis.
He was asked or axed?
On stage and was asked to, quote,
he was axed. He got an axe? He's an axe murderer?
Help with crisis management. However, he declined.
Yeah. I used to really look up to Will Smith. And I mean, the song Switch from 2005 is good. Switch! Man, are they losers in real life.
After his
and her nepo baby son, whose music is trash.
Bilal claims a retaliatory campaign was launched against him, including threats from individuals closely associated with Will and Jada.
Which you don't want to piss off Jada. I'm more scared of Jada kissing her.
He says escalated after the Smiths learned he was writing a whistleblower memoir about his time working with the family.
Well, that's kind of lame. Do you have anything else? Like, I'm not saying they're good people because they're not, but like, you really going to write? You really want to put that attention on yourself?
In the filing, Bilal says he began giving public interviews in order to protect himself and document events, but alleges Jada intentionally and maliciously engaged in a smear campaign through nationally broadcast interviews.
Jada Pinkett Smith makes me not believe in karma. She just gets away with everything. But when it's all said and done and she's on her deathbed, people will be like, you were kind of a terrible person.
Oh, happy hot topic.
After two decades, Anderson Cooper is putting a period on a storied chapter in his life.
He's never dated someone with a period.
Anderson telling Variety in a statement published February 16th that he is leaving 60 Minutes after spending 20 years at the Newsmag.
No, don't leave us!
The longtime news anchor calling his time at 60 Minutes, quote, one of the highlights of my career.
He just seems wishy-washy, man. He just aggravates me.
Adding, I got to tell amazing stories and work with some of the best producers, editors, and camera crews in the business.
I often wonder if him and Andy Cohen have hooked up.
As for the reason he's stepping away from his 60 Minutes role, Anderson says it's because of his little ones, 5-year-old Wyatt and 4-year-old Sebastian.
I wonder if his kids are friends with Andy Cohen's kids.
Revealing, for nearly 20 years, I've been able to balance my jobs at CNN and CBS, but I have little kids now and I want to spend as much time with them as possible.
It's weird. Like, Anderson earned, Andy Cohen does not show his kids' faces, and then Anderson Cooper's like, hey, everybody, this is what my kids look like.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Kelsey Ballerini is sharing a message about unexpected endings after her split from Chase Stokes.
Go heal and shut up, man. Not that interesting.
As the singer looks to her next Lunar New Year cycle, the year of the fire horse begins.
Listen, I kind of believe in astrology. It's very weird how I'm a Virgo and pretty much everything they say about Virgo relates to me. And I'm not just saying that to try to, like, you know, equate it. Because sometimes people will read things like that and think it's like, oh, yeah, that's totally me. But a Virgo is totally me. We're analytical, we're loyal. Once you're dead to us, you're dead to us. But sometimes people overthink astrology. And she's one of them.
beginning on February 17th, she reposts a message reflecting on the changes that the last 365 days, the year of the snake, have brought.
Perfect with the guy in office for a year of a snake.
The post Kelsey shares to her February 16th Instagram story reads, "This year asked you to shed layers you didn't even realize you were still carrying. It brought endings you didn't expect, lessons you didn't ask for.
It's not that deep, honey. You had to break them.
And moments that tested your patience, strength, and faith."
So going back to an ex was a way that you tested your patience? You never should have gone back to him, you moron.
"Growth was not loud. It was uncomfortable. It was quiet. It was internal."
Mm-hmm.
"And the message wasn't without optimism." It continues, "You're still here, wiser, stronger, more aware of who you are and what you deserve. The snake year was about transformation, about shedding old skins so you can step into something truer."
Ew, shedding skin, gross.
While honoring her connection to the snake year, the singer also shares a picture of her nail art featuring a serpent and a—
I don't care, it's not that deep. Women just try to dance around their breakup. It's not that interesting. You had a breakup. Congratulations. We all do.
Happy Hot Topic.
I'm the authority on breakups. Mm-hmm.
Through blood, sweat, and tears, Ray J still has his sights set on performing. 3 weeks after the singer shared that he believed he only had months to live after—
he has one wish.
After being hospitalized for—
sexy Kenny. Get it?
Pneumonia, he performed on stage and appeared to have blood coming from his eyes. In a video shared to X of his February 14th concert in Shreveport, Louisiana, Ray J wore a pair of black sunglasses and handed out roses to audience members as a tear of red blood seemed to stream down his right cheek. It's unclear if it was real or part of the show. At one point during the show, Ray J took off his shirt, revealing that he appeared to be wearing a heart monitor taped just below his collarbone.
Whatever. There you go. He performed and he's still doing it. He's a weird guy because he's kind of a nepo baby, but he's actually talented. Here's this headline.
Apple Martin is denying the rumors she was expelled from school for bullying.
And try not to be judgmental, stereotypical, but Apple Martin just looks like a brat, like a nepo baby bully. There's just something about her I don't like. It does not surprise me that she got expelled from school for bullying. She probably thinks she's above everybody. I'm Chris Martin's daughter. I'm so cool. Shut up.
In an Instagram response, reshared to her Instagram stories, February 16th, the daughter of Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow writes, "Hi, I didn't want to respond, but this narrative is completely false."
Well, how's it a rumor if it happened? It's called the truth.
"And has gotten so out of hand. I have never been expelled from any school, especially not for bullying anyone. I completely understand people not liking me, and that is okay."
Yeah, because you're a moron.
"The internet is a place where people can share their opinions, but this rumor is completely untrue."
So that where'd it come from? You got every news site covering it. It wasn't like it was one of those fake blogs. It probably happened, but you're trying to show that you're grown up. You're so different now. Shut up.
"I'm not that type of person, and anyone who is close to me knows that."
I don't know if anybody's close to you. I wouldn't trust you in anything.
"The rumor first started in December of 2024, when a video of Apple appearing to crash a fellow debutante's photo shoot."
She would be at a debutante ball. What a just a bunch of waste of money.
"Circulated the internet."
I don't know. She's cute as hell. It also creeps me out because I remember when she was born and Eddie and Jobo on B96 were talking about it when I used to listen to them in like fourth grade. And the thing now that she's just grown ass woman freaks me out. I just feel like if we went on a date, she would just judge me and be like, "Oh my God, you talk with a funny radio voice." And I'd be like, "Well, you're a boring blonde."
"This is the first time she has addressed the rumor head on." October 2025, Apple spoke to The Telegraph on staying humble while being raised by two very famous parents.
Justin, there's not a humble bone in your body, honey.
She said at the time, "I know this is not a normal way to grow up by any means, but my parents did a really good job of instilling in me that
I think Chris Martin's probably the better parent than the other one.
I shouldn't be entitled to anything."
But the problem is, how do I describe this? You are entitled! It's natural! You're a nepo baby! Just being honest.
Happy Hot Topic!
Zendaya always knew the signs when it came to her relationship with Tom Holland.
Yeah. He just looks always really confused in these pictures they have together.
Euphoria actress shares...
So freaking hot. By the way, Euphoria, all the fans are like, why is it taking so long for the show to come back? It's a show about people on heroin. Of course, it's going to take 5 years for each season. Mm-hmm. It kind of fits the brand.
Which she considers a relationship red flag, especially when it comes to filming. In an interview with her, the drama co-star Robert Pattinson for Interview Magazine, she said, quote, one that works for us at work is how people treat their crews. I admire people who are kind to everyone, not just the actors, directors, or producers. A very telling thing is how a crew feels about a particular actor, because they get to see how people are when the cameras aren't rolling.
Yeah, you don't always want to meet your hero, man.
Though she says things are not necessarily so hard and fast when it comes to forming relationships. She continues, quote, people are layered and complex and they make mistakes.
She's saying it. She is complex, man.
There are cultural differences, but there are also things that are just kind of, well, that's rude, that's mean. And then there's also the opposite. As she put it, quote, you can know someone for a long time and they can change, or you get to know them on a deeper level. And you're like, whoa, I didn't see that side of you. Her comments come a little more than a year after Tom officially popped the question to his now fiance.
Where's the wedding date? You know, I say this. I've been engaged before. If you get engaged, but there's not a wedding date, you're just trying to lock her down.
After the pair went public with their relationship in 2021.
You got to lock that wedding date down, bruh.
Oh, happy hot topic.
What are you doing?
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in,
Area 51.
Area 51.
Barack Obama is clarifying his position on whether aliens are real.
Yeah, I believe there's some type of alien, but like I said yesterday, I think it's like just like a, I don't know how to describe it in science talk. It's like a piece of salt. Like, I think it's like an extra organism or whatever the word is. I don't think it's like the real life, like, take me to your leader aliens, but I think there's something.
After comments he made during an interview went viral. On the February 14th episode of Brian Tyler Cohen's No Lie podcast,
good for that guy, man. Never heard of him. No one's heard of him, but he got Obama.
The former president spoke on a wide range of topics, including the 2028 election and Bad Bunny's recent Super Bowl halftime show. Later, during a lightning round of questions, Obama was asked whether aliens are real and seemed to definitively answer yes.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
All right, so what you saying now?
Obama was then asked to share the first question he had wanted answered when he became president, to which the 64-year-old responded.
He's six, God, dude! I guess he was 46 when he got elected. I was 18 years. Man, remember when he was like, he was the young hotshot? Man, time's flying.
Where are the aliens? The former commander-in-chief's comments quickly went viral online and were picked up by global media outlets, lending fuel to long-standing conspiracy theories regarding the government's knowledge of extraterrestrials. On February...
I think people really want there to be an afterlife. I think people really want there to be aliens. I don't think it's that deep, man. Mm-hmm. And I think if there are aliens, they probably look at our planet and are like, yeah, I'm good.
February 16th, Obama shared a clip of the interview to his Instagram and attempted to quell speculation in the caption, explaining he had tried to stick to the spirit of the speed round when he seemingly confirmed the existence of alien life. The caption continued, statistically, the universe is so vast that the odds are good there's life out there, but the distances between solar systems are so great that the chances we've been visited by aliens is low. And I saw no evidence during my presidency.
All right, so now he's walking it back because it's a big conspiracy, man. All right, let's go through some speed rounds or everything going on. I have this weird thing. It's kind of gross to admit. Like, I don't know. Like, during my show, I don't really poop in the morning. So then I record my show like midday and it's like, I got to have a stomach ache. I'm like, can I find some of this? Paris Hilton turned 45. It's crazy. And it's freaking nuts. All right. Where do we begin here? 856-49 Hoppy. I know when I send my transcript later to ChatGPT, it's going to be like, you spent too much time not sure what you wanted to talk about. ChatGPT. All right, Sydney Sweeney was seen on the bow with Scooter Braun for lunch. Here's David Archuleta talking about how freeing it was coming out to us then. I mean, it was pretty obvious back then that he was gay. Glad he was able to come out. I don't get people that are homophobic. What does it mean? What does it do to you? They're not trying to enter you. Has no impact on your life. You're just a judgmental prick. Just being honest. Homophobia, I have no place for it, man. None at all. I don't like it. It's stupid. Life's too short for it. All right. Without that, without further ado, here is David Archuleta.
It was difficult because I think I've looked at him so often as like a threat to my peace. I was still seeing things through the eyes of my younger self. And the way that I had coped and like moved on from it was simply just cutting it off, blocking it out, even though I'm in my mid-30s now.
It is crazy, man.
I would revert back to being a child and being afraid like I was as a kid. I'm like, what?
Yeah, 2000s was really homophobic, man.
Why is this happening? I was angry at myself. I was angry at my dad. But I feel like
it's crazy. He wrote a memoir. It's so crazy to think that David Archuleta is old enough for a memoir.
Channeled that into a healthy way to say no more.
There you go. No more. Good for you, David. How do I pronounce his name? Aviva Drescher addresses Jill Zarin's comments. Comments were dumb, but she's now a racist. This is what Jill Zarin said.
All agree. Now we all agree.
Audies, we got two things playing at once. This happens once a show. I can see why program directors sometimes don't like my show.
250.
It's not polished enough, but it's real. All right, here's what Jill Zarin said to remind us. Right here on Happy Hour.
So we all agree. I agree. I said it before that it was the worst halftime show ever. It's 250 years that we're celebrating right now in the United States. And I just don't think it was appropriate to have it in Spanish. And quite frankly, I didn't need to see him grabbing his, you know, G area.
What?
I think it was totally inappropriate.
She's got that annoying hag voice.
All these young kids watching the Super Bowl, and he doesn't have to be grabbing himself every 5 seconds. Is he so?
You should grab yourself and relax, honey.
Insecure? Seriously, I didn't understand it. I don't speak Spanish. I would have liked to have known the words he was saying. To me, it looked.
Yeah, there should have been subtitles, though. Let's be real.
Like a political statement, because there were literally no white people in the entire thing. I think it was a political statement, and I'm not taking a side one way or the other.
Maybe you should have learned some Duolingo.
I think it was an ice thing. And I just think that the NFL sold out, and it's very sad because.
Very sad. I got the stupid New York accent. I sound like a hag.
75 years. And
75 years.
You know? Shame.
All right. And here's what Jill Zarin had to say about not Jill Zarin. That was Jill Zarin. Here's what Aviva Drescher said about it.
But I would never think about doing a show with somebody who I thought was racist.
Of course you're going to say that now. What are you going to say? Oh, yeah, she hates Mexicans. I loved it.
I just don't think it was appropriate to have it in Spanish.
I've known Jill since 2011, since I joined Housewives.
Well, you never know. Like, what are you talking about, Mexicans on behind the scenes? How do you know if someone's racist or not?
Even though we didn't work together, we became friendly. I've never thought of Jill to be racist.
That is.
And that was really the thing that stung, that was just the most awful about her tirade.
There was literally no white people in the entire thing.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great. Mm-hmm.
And that was just the kicker. And I think it was just a completely stupid comment. I don't think it came from like a hateful.
No, it came from love. Of course it's hateful, you moron.
Place. I don't.
Okay, well, you can think that.
I think it was completely stupid.
I worked with a radio show in Tampa who used to count his black listeners and used to say, and one, you're on the air, and two, you're on the air. And whenever I ran Best Of, we were told to dump, which means to like take it off the air whenever that was mentioned. And I wanted to think that he wasn't racist. He is. I'm going to kick somebody's ass. Scott Peterson got into a fight while playing pickleball in prison. James Vanderbeek owed a lot of money in taxes. R. Kelly was using a warden's phone in prison. Paul Salem wants to date Nicole Kidman. There might be a new Charlie's Angels movies being made, but they're not sure. Shia LaBeouf got arrested in New Orleans. He was seen celebrating for Fat Tuesday in New Orleans. And this was posted before he got arrested because it was announced today. But you just saw the pictures and you're like, that's going to be trouble. Nicki Minaj put up an AI picture of her and Trump for President's Day. She's been surprisingly quiet about him being racist. Jimmy Fallon was seen with his family. Could not believe he was 51. Wendy Williams attended her dad's funeral. Rest in peace to her dad. I'm glad they let her see it. Here's the thing. Because it was Wendy Williams' dad's funeral, we got to play the greatest intro to ever have been on TV. There you go. What else? Francis Arnaud from Heated Rivalry, which I am not homophobic, but I'm not going to watch that. That's what's nice about not dating a bisexual person. I don't have to watch it. Here he is saying he's not going to watch Heated Rivalry with his mom.
Speaking of parents, I was like 16, I think, when Y Tu Mamá También came out.
Huh.
And I...
Oh, so this isn't about Heated Rivalry.
I went and saw that at the movies with my mother, sitting next to my mother and one.
That's not what I thought that was. Again, that was a car crash of a segment. There you go. It's a blessing and curse of not knowing what something sounds like when I listen to it. Mm-hmm. But I'll keep doing it. Adrian Curry talks about Tyra Banks because a new documentary came out and it makes Tyra Banks kind of look bad. I'll be honest. In 2006, I would watch that show and spank it. When I mean spank my butt, not masturbate. All right, here's Adrienne Curran. Her.
Okay, I have mad respect for Tyra Banks.
Why? Because you're a sociopath like her?
She is not sorry.
Mm.
She is not apologizing to you. That is not effing sorry.
Yeah, she's a terrible person, that's why.
She will not bend the knee.
Oh, yeah!
And I respect that. What, you want her to lie? Lie and say how bad she feels? Everyone's coming to me and they're like, none of the judges were sorry. Why should they be? They're all loaded.
Oh, what a moron.
Why should they give a flying, you know?
You're saying people with money are better than us? No wonder you're a lone hag.
They didn't give up at the time. They certainly ain't gonna get...
I don't want to hear your voice. You're annoying. Blah, blah, blah! Jelly Roll's wife went on the Howard Stern Show and said that they plan on having surrogate twins. Reverend Jesse Jackson died as well. So here is Jelly Roll's wife on the Howard Stern Show talking about his penis. Yeah, Howard Stern talking about penis. That never happens. I don't understand, man. Like, all these radio guys talk about penis. Bubba, Howard Stern, Rover. I mean, what do you want to talk about penis for? I want to talk about vagina. I want to talk about the news. What's wrong with you? I mean, it's not anything bad to talk about penis. But you can't be going around saying you're hetero and you want to talk about penis. I want to talk about penis. Mm-hmm. Here is BunnyXO.com. Oh, it is.
And now Jay has almost lost 300 pounds. By the way, I'm watching. I love seeing him thin. It's miraculous. But we got to keep him in line now. Are you afraid he'll get too hot with his new body?
Oh, he'll cheat on you.
No, I want him to get hot.
You want him hot.
Oh, I want him to get hot. He deserves to have a hot streak. I'm ready.
Yeah, like, why is Howard Stern calling a guy hot?
For him to just feel his best. And he's so happy now. Like, he was happy before, but it's a different happy now. Like, you
can, oh, yeah.
He's, like, getting his confidence back. And he's like, you know, peacocking around. And he's got a little strut in his step. And I just think it's the cutest thing.
Is he better in bed?
Oh,
jelly roll. Now that he is thin.
I will tell you that it is very true. When a man loses weight, it grows.
There you go. Jamie Kennedy criticizes people that are mad about ice, whatever. Or he said they need to be more mad about it. Here's a woman talking about dating.
There is a trend happening where women are now. You see a lot of these women getting married young again. You see that new wave happening now where in some of the smaller towns, and you see this like trad wife reemergence, you see some women marrying young. So what's happening now is some of these women that are in their late 20s are having friends that are marrying young and doing the right thing young and on a path. And they're starting to like go insane seeing their slightly younger friends do all of those things because they're already feeling like they've missed out. So I have a feeling that this is going to flip. And instead of women hitting the wall in there, it got to a point where it was like 35.
I don't care anymore, honey. Women are overthinking it. It's because all of the millennials are getting on. And our clock is ticking. Here's Andrew Tate talking about how corrupt the elites are, which I thought.
And I don't think many.
Isn't he one of them?
Many people at home actually understand how. You know, you say you've been around. COVID was a perfect example, but there's a lot of examples of it. But when you've seen enough of life, you see how power corrupts people and how evil people can actually be.
He's talking about himself.
I think the large swath of the populace who are just slowly going along with all of this, they don't believe that people are inherently evil. They're like, oh, well, I'm not evil. And why would they do that? I heard that all the time. Why would they make us get an injection if it doesn't help us? Why would they? Why would they?
All right. He's better when he's talking about dating advice. I'll be honest. He's okay. Do I want him to date my daughter? No, but does he say some things? I mean, his dating advice is what anybody can say, but it still hits.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yeah, yeah. Yo, yo. Newsflash, happy hour, got the tea spilling. Rose and Kardashians, dumb nepo villains. Crowns made of clout, castles built on fame. Reality's a circus, everybody's fair game. Paparazzi snapping, like lions in the zoo. Golden spoons in their mouths, they don't chew. No hustle, just a hand-me-down throne. Earn nothing, but they claim the zone. Royal family, Kardashian crew, nothing new. Just the same old view. Naples babies, riding on a silver spoon. Turn the dial, Oppie's breaking the tune. Royal family, Kardashian crew, nothing new. Just the same old view. Naples babies, riding on a silver spoon. Turn the dial, Oppie's breaking the tune. King Charles with his face on a pound, but no way to the wisdom, just a hollow sound. Kim's and pop, makeup and scandals, selling us drama like lit birthday candles. Suits and tiaras, fake realities bloom. From Buckingham Halls to Calabasas rooms, Hoppy's Mike Sharp, cut through the facade. Dropping bars heavy, no applause for the fraud. Radio waves, truth and aesthetic, calling out the fakes. Systematic, from palaces to mansions, all the same. Hoppy's voice loud. Breaking the game.
Oh, yeah. Alright. What do we have right here?
Happy Hot Topic!
Khloe Kardashian's Valentine's Day featured friends, family, and lots of fun.
Yeah, she seems like one of those women that's afraid to have sex.
Khloe posting a series of photos to her Instagram February 15th, showcasing the fun that was
Valentine's Day
had for the festive holiday, including this one, alongside her longtime friends, twins Malika and Khadisha Ha, as well as Lauren London and Brandi Wilson. The ladies looking stunning in alternating pink and red to commemorate Valentine's Day. The Kardashian star also posting these adorable photos and videos of her kiddos she shares with ex Tristan Thompson, 7-year-old True, and 3-year-old Tatum.
All right, there you go. She needs to get laid. She seems a little uptight.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Hot Topic!
Nev Campbell is addressing those Prince Harry dating rumors.
Oh, yeah, you know she went down.
It's on the Jonathan Ross Show February 14th. The Scream 7 star takes part in a Valentine's Day themed game where she reveals the best and worst first date she's ever had. When asked if she ever dated the Duke of Sussex, who's been married to Meghan Markle since 2018, Nev sets the record straight on the quote awkward encounter.
It wasn't a date. I went to a friend's birthday party.
I did.
And someone said, there's Harry. And I was like, Harry who? Prince Harry. But we did have a chat, and he told me that he had a poster of me on his wall when he was a child, which I thought, that's a little awkward.
All right, honey. I don't really want to hear from you. Meghan Markle was seen with an upgraded wedding ring on her finger, so that's good. And the news is not really up to date right now, but Shia LaBeouf got arrested after a bar brawl. Bro, how old is Shia LaBeouf? You're going to be 40 in June, bro. Grow up. That behavior was okay in 2008 when he got into that fight at that Walmart or that Walgreens in Chicago, which I've been to that Walgreens before, but...
Yeah. Donald Trump went to Epstein's Island. Mega cheers, but the truth ain't silent. He don't care, just loves the reflection. A con in the mirror, chasing perfection. Donald Trump on a dick, no boarding pass. Epstein's Island, snakes in the grass. I be on the mic, spitting the facts. While MAGA folks blind, got their heads in the past. Golden Tower dreams, but the soul's hollow. Follow with sipping Kool-Aid, they blindly swallow. He ain't a savior, just a brand to sell. Narcissist king with a gilded shell. Ryan Hoppy calling it, no filter, no cap. Truth cuts deeper, sharper than a trap. Donald Trump went to Epstein's Island. Mega cheers, but the truth ain't silent. He don't care, just loves the reflection. A con in the mirror, chasing perfection.
All right, here.
Happy Hot Topic.
Facing bipartisan backlash, the Department of Justice sending a letter to Congress defending its handling of the release of more than 3 million pages of files tied to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Here's the problem. Do you know why they waited so long to release it? Because all the pictures with Trump, they had to go through each paper probably and make sure that none of the ones with Trump were released. Because all of the pro-mag is like, see? He wasn't in it. No, they're just hiding it.
In a letter it was legally required to send, the DOJ listing more than 300 high-profile names that appear in the files. It includes some people who've been dead for decades.
Robert De Niro's in it? Jesus Christ.
Is not evidence of any
wrong. Princess Diana, too. That's sad.
Wrongdoing. Some have no known association with Epstein, like Elvis. And the DOJ arguing the millions of pages the department withheld and the heavy redactions in the records it released were to comply with privacy protections in the law. Right.
Right. If you believe in the DOJ, I'm sorry to say, you're a moron. Oh, yeah. It's about 200 days. The NFL returns, and I'm already missing it. But it's crazy. The Miami Dolphins released Tyreek Hill. Let me call my friend, Frank the Cava OG, to get his opinion on it. You know how you listen to morning radio, and they don't always pick up? Or they always pick up when they do like a fake prank call? This could either go really well, or this could be an epic fail. You never know with my show. At least I'm honest with you. Those calls are fake. All right. Let me put in this number. 727-267. This is good radio, right? It's Marconi Award winning. Call Frank. See if he picks him. Please pick up. It'd be funny if you didn't. This could be an epic film. He's a Miami Dolphins fan. Come on, man. Can you imagine if, like, the Joe Show did this? Where they called the cheater and the cheater never picked up. Mm.
Please leave your message.
The problem with the spam call era is no one picks up their phone anymore. Let me try one more time. One more time. Maybe the second time will aggravate him so much that he'll pick up. Come on. Come on. Come on! I'm going to try three times. Please pick up. This is going well. This bit's really going well. It's going great. ChatGPT is going to really approve of calling somebody. Watch this.
Please leave your message for
Frank Agate.
Hey, Frank! You're on the Ryan Show, a.k.a. the Joe Show. I'm kidding. You know how they do all those prank calls where the people pick up right away? You did not! It's your friend Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour, wondering what you think about Tyreek Hill getting released by the Miami Dolphins. I tried to call you, but you did not pick up. Frank, I love you. You know what? No one can ever say that my show is fake. Because I literally am keeping in my show that you didn't pick up. Can you imagine if FLZ did that? Well, I got cheated on. And they call the person, they don't pick up. Anywho, if you hear this, call me back. And we can discuss why Tyreek Hill got released. I was thinking about it yesterday. The Seattle Seahawks are an underrated franchise, man. Everybody talks about Steelers or freaking Patriots. Those guys, the Seahawks have been to three Super Bowls in 30 years or 20 years. It's not bad. Not bad at all. Let's hear what's going on with Cardi B.
Happy Hot Topic.
Cardi B is revealing where she stands with Stefan Diggs.
Yeah. One of the biggest choices in her life that was stupid was having a kid with him. He's a deadbeat!
As the rapper's relationship with the NFL player continues to make headlines, Cardi took a moment while performing during her Little Miss Drama tour in Los Angeles.
It is a perfect name for him, Little Miss Drama, because everything's about her, narcissist.
February 15th to clear the air. In a video shared by a fan on X, the 33-year-old said, quote, "Just because I ain't with my baby daddy doesn't mean you get to talk about my baby daddy."
No, we get to talk about him. You know why? He's a public figure, and he's a daddy. He's a deadbeat dad, and you should have never had a kid with him. And yeah, it's good that you have a kid. I hope you're a good parent to him. But that was a bad decision.
Launching into her song Pretty and Petty from her
You Are Petty, Honey
2025 album Am I the Drama. Cardi's insight into where she and Stefan stand comes after the Grammy winner, who welcomed a baby boy with the NFL player in November, was seen leaving the 2026 Super Bowl early on February 8th after Stefan's loss to the Seahawks.
Well, I earned him. He's an idiot. Alright, let me try to call Frank one more time. Please pick up. Whatever. I give up. That's the problem with the spam call era. No one picks up anymore. This is why those prank calls by Joseph Carbolo are fake. You see how it really is when you call somebody on the radio? They don't pick up.
Please leave.
I give up. All right. It is time for Hoppy's Hoops. Knowing my luck, he'll call me right when the show's over with.
Yo. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, breaking down the scenes. NBA drama, living out the dreams. Ex-wives wilding, stories about the queens. Dropping knowledge bombs, all in on the schemes. Hoppy's Hoops, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball.
Like I said earlier, the NBA All-Star Game was the most watched since 2011 with 8 million viewers, which is surprising. But I think it's also because it's on Peacock. But not everybody had TNT. Oh, sure. All right. Also, Jaylen Brown had a party that got shut down by the Beverly Hills cops, and he called him out on Twitter. Jaylen Brown seems like kind of a dick. Then my hero, Michael Jordan, was doing this weird thing where he was like tapping this player's son's butt at the Daytona 500. And now that we're in the era of finding out about Epstein, everyone thinks he's a creep. I think he's just so used to, like, he touches everybody. I don't know. I really hope he's not a pedophile. Oh, sure. Whatever. You like how real this show is, that I called somebody four times and they didn't pick up? You ain't getting that from the Joe Show. Whatever. Here's Kevin Garnett calling out LeBron.
Happy Hot Topic. LeBron ain't get in this shit. He fucked the whole tradition up. When Cole slapped the flow, told that nigga, let's go one-on-one, and he passed it, he fucked up the whole tradition.
Damn.
Don't nobody want to hear this? Yeah, I'm one of them gatekeepers. I can say this. Everybody went in it. Bro, he slapped flow on your ass. You supposed to nail his ass with a three. Boom. Bitch ass nigga, what's up? Y'all supposed to go.
I'm uncomfortable. Here's a guy, some podcaster, calling out Jamal Murray at the All-Star game for not being athletic enough.
If you were, like, more athletic.
Oh, what an annoying Bron.
If you were, like, more athletic.
What?
She didn't respond because she's a hag. He did not like that, man.
What kind of question is that? I don't even want to hear it.
Dude, we've seen you get head. Remember when they you got that BJ on camera? I did a Periscope in 2020 called I used the name of the girl. Her name was Harper. I don't want to say her last name, Hempel. And Jamal Murray's BJ video, and it got like 20,000 views, and it was me ranting in front of my old house.
She even finished the question. She even finished the question. If you were more athletic, you just held the camera.
Yeah. People are too comfortable with being douchebags. Here's an interesting headline. We all know that Kevin Durant is one of the greatest ever. There's no taking that away from him. But he's kind of a baby, dude. He cares so much about social media. Like, I used to be like that, too. I used to respond to all my haters. I thought you had to clap back. They're losers. Kevin Durant should have never left the Warriors. If he would have stayed with the Warriors forever, the whole thing of him joining the team he could have never beat would have been ignored. But his problem is he's just a clout chaser. And he's supposedly using a burner account. Dude, come on, man. Here it is. All right.
Folks, Kevin Durant may have just been exposed big time. So for context, just before the All-Star game this last weekend, a bunch of leaked messages from an account called Get Off My Blank and Get Higher came out in what has now officially been dubbed the KD Files by NBA Twitter.
Yeah, why would you do this, KD, allegedly?
Let's take a look. Not gonna lie, based off of some of the pictures and videos from him at the game, it looks like it might actually be him, but like I said, this is not confirmed at all.
Yeah, TMZ has to say that legally.
So for starters, there were some posts about his current teammates on the Houston Rockets, in particular Alperen Şengün and Jabari Smith. He pretty much said that Şengün can't shoot or defend and called Jabari Smith a word that I will not repeat. This is pretty crazy because Jabari Smith literally said publicly that he grew up idolizing KD. So
this is kind of what's happening with these Gen Z players. You had Cam Newton making fun of Drake May, and Drake May grew up in North Carolina and I think was even at like the Super Bowl or some of the games when Cam Newton was good 14 years ago. I've had this happen with people on radio. You do not want to meet your heroes, man.
This is definitely going to make for some fun conversations in the locker.
All right, there you go. It's got to be awkward. He'll be gone next year from the Rockets.
Happy Hot Topic.
It'll be a first-round exit.
Devin Booker is just being honest. The Phoenix Suns player who dated Kendall Jenner on and off between 2020 and 2022 is getting attention for his response to being asked about Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show February 8th in Santa Clara, California.
Yeah, it's got to be weird when you're Eskimo brothers with this guy at the halftime show.
Kardashian star and the Puerto Rican superstar, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio.
What a long name.
Dated on and off between 2023 and 2024 after she split with the NBA star. Well, after the 2026 NBA All-Star Game February 15, Devron responded to a reporter who asked him, quote, "For the fans of Puerto Rico, how did it feel to be part of Bad Bunny's milestone during the halftime show at Levi's Stadium?" Mm. He clarified, quote, "I'm Mexican," before adding, quote, "I didn't watch to be..."
God, these reporters are stupid. Anybody can get a press pass.
Completely.
Even Pat and Aaron.
Be honest. His blunt response comes after he had a recent public flirty exchange with Kendall in response to her Super Bowl.
That was not that flirty, though, I'll be honest.
2026 campaign for Fanatics. As he wrote under Fanatics' January 29th Instagram post alongside a blushing emoji, quote, "I bet a million the Seahawks get that ring before you do." To which Kendall poked fun at the Phoenix Suns player's recent ankle sprain, replying alongside an eye roll emoji, quote, "How's the ankle?"
If that's flirting, we live in a weird world. That's called smack talking. That flirting.
Static crackle mic pops, the hour is hoppy. Cleveland skyline foggy, steel mills choppy. City on the Cuyahoga, hearts heavy, never sloppy. Radio waves carry tales, but they ain't glossy. Concrete jungle, potholes where dreams collapse. Downtown echoes the calves and faded caps. Past the preaching hustle, corner kids trading maps. Where the vibes Midwest, but the struggle overlaps. Cleveland news, where the truth gets raw. Rust belt blues, every crack, every flaw. Unfiltered takes, no sugar, no draw. Hoppy on the mic, spitting facts, no law. Back alleys whisper, still grit in the air. Hoppy pulling cars, city troops laid bare. Bar sharper than the skyline, no time to spare. Opinions heavy as the lake, but he don't care. Radio day, static hum in the booth. Voice booming through the speakers, hitting with the truth. Tower City shadows, echoing the youth. Uncut, unpolished, Cleveland's the proof. Hoppy's lens, no rose tint. Just grind every segment, a slice of Cleveland's mind. From the flats to the heights, stories combined. Unfiltered, unbothered, unrefined.
Now new at 4:30, a Medina man who police say worked as a teacher at an East Cleveland school is now facing serious felony charges involving a child.
Weirdo.
Investigators say he secretly recorded that child nude inside a private bedroom.
What is it about people in Cleveland filming people nude in a hotel room or bedroom? Relevant!
Education Station reporter Danielle Wiggins has been...
I don't need to hear about it. I didn't resist.
Trash piles overflowing out of dumpsters in a local neighborhood. You can see the images behind me.
Cleveland is pretty trashy.
Concerned person, they reached out to us, to the 19 troubleshooters, upset about illegal dumping on an east side street. We sent our Harry Boomer to see what's going on, and more importantly...
What did she just say? Harry... Wait, let me get the captions here. Let me see here.
...dumping on an east side street. We sent our Harry Boomer to see what's going on.
Harry Boomer.
And more importantly, Harry, to try and get
Harry
some
Boomer.
Answers. What have you found out?
It takes a special kind of non-caring criminal.
Can you imagine being a boomer and your name is Harry Boomer?
To pollute their own community.
I'm a Harry Millennial.
You see what I mean right here behind me?
Wharton Councilman Mike Polinsik inherited a real mess. Take a look at all this garbage on East 166th Street near St. Clair Avenue. It became part of Polinsik's ward after redistricting. Now he's determined to fix it.
All right, well, good luck. Cleveland needs a lot of fixing.
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Come on down to Cleveland Town, everyone. Under construction since 1868. See our river that catches on fire. It's so polluted that all our fish have AIDS. We see the sun almost three times a year. This guy has at least two DUIs. The flats look like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. Don't slow down in East Cleveland or you'll die.
True.
Our economy's based on LeBron James. Buy a house for the price of a VCR. Our main export is crippling depression.
This is where they say the R word.
Is art. It could be worse, though. At least we're not Detroit.
How did?
We're not Detroit!
Happy Hot Topic!
Rumor Willis is opening up about her life as the sole provider of her 2-year-old daughter, Luetta. The 37-year-old daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore posts an Instagram reel of herself alongside the text, "Single moms be like." Around it, Willis had written out activities like lunch, play dates, meal prepping, and working out. Later that day, Willis reshares the reel with a message to her followers, writing, "Just had to clarify since it seems there are quite a few uninformed and rude people in my comments on this post." She adds, "I work 4 different jobs to provide for my daughter. I am the sole provider for her. I don't live off a trust fund or get money from my parents."
No, you do. Just like Joseph Carbolo.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Don't worry, Fresno. Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Yeah. Drizzy, baby. You already know what it is. It's the first time I'm high. It's the first time I smoked in like 3 months. I'm sorry, Mom. I had to do it to him. 40, I see you. Oh, I see you, homie. I stay late tonight, right? You know what happened when I stay late. Yeah. Boy Wonder. I swear it's like this every single time. Toronto, I got you. I got us. Yeah. Get along with, get on the song with. When shit be going right, well, I just flip into the wrong shit. The team that I belong to, the artists I put on with. Don't ever ask for nothing, cause them niggas got their own shit. Me and Weezy like a mouth full of hot peppers. Black Ferrari with the red seats, I call it playing checkers. I'm never doing verses, I'm forever giving lectures. If you're trying to meet with money, I'll be happy to connect ya. Life is better than it's ever been. Scheduling $1 million meetings with the president. Someone cut the lights on, where is Thomas Edison? Got a new condo, watch me as I settle in. I deserve an MTV show for me and my people. And if you tryna zone, I got a whole switch of sweet full. Rappers all liars and they women all deceitful. Add into they subtract me, I never be an equal. Last place, Drizzy is the nigga in the lead now. Weezy told me just write every single thing you need down. Then he got it for me and I'm happy as can be now. About to start balling like I'm coming off a rebound. Yeah, and I should have the most bragging rights. Because a nigga spit crack, bag it tight. Hate when rappers say they tryna get their swagger right. Cause I done came with more fire than a dragon fight. You pussy ass hater, you should do you. You ain't heard of me, then you should go and get a Blues Clue. Oops, I mean a Red Clue. Wayne's here, Sue Woo. Betty felt that like the end of a pool cue. But I ain't banging, I ain't waving no flag. I'm ATF, but they ain't seeing no badge. It's heartbreak, Drake, I hate to see him so sad. I could sun you, see a little me and your dad. I'm the same yellow boy that used to play up on the grass. They can pocket 20,000 to be anywhere they ask me. Cash like Johnny, banks like Ashley. Burning like a camel light, stupid hoe ask me. But don't ask me shit about me. And know the game really ain't shit without me. She might have to pay me, but I dick her down free. Wanna know if it's the truth and pull the zipper down to see.
I'm gone now. Drizzy, I got us. This is my promise. I'ma bring that barrel to them bitches' eyeliners. And what I make up would fuck up your skin. I pick the buck up and buck buck, then buck buck again. I would buck buck your friend, then suck up her twin. I put the buck up to him, then buck buck and buck buck and buck buck again. Suck nut, you duck fuck your unloving kin. Now don't rub it in like Lubiderm on a new tattoo. I had to kick my princess up out my castle. Dad who? Never had that dude, always had a black too. Even when I was at school, cause bullies aren't bulletproof. Red scarf hoodie too, probably ain't as good as you. Stupid motherfucker, the only thing in the hood is you. I do everything good as you know, I do everything better. I get paid for every letter, A, B, C, etc. Fetch a bone, like a dog, motherfucker. I am gone for your neck in a sec, in a sec. Bring it back like work in a trunk. And my exit coming up, yo, I am headed to the buck like buck, buck again. Might fly to LA and just fuck Corinne. Nah, fuck Corinne. Let's get bucks again and fucking spend them bucks and then just fuck Corinne. If I told you I'ma do it, I did it. Got my city on my fitted. Bout to pop out, let's get it. Let's get it, motherfucker. What you waiting on? It is about a minute past pissing. I'm about to get shitty. I'm with it. If money is the it you want me with, and I probably just spit on the chick you won't be with. And I hate a bony bitch, only like I'm only thick. And I own hip hop. If you don't spit, I'm gon' evict. And I just sold a lot of property to a buyer. And I think his name was kinda like Drake Drizzy Rogers or Drizzy Drake Rogers. I'm too busy to play father. And when it comes to that game, I'm too willing to play harder. So harder I go. There he go, they chant MVP when I shoot a free throw. CEO, Jazz, what it do? The haters on their facing and their ass is a shoe. Faster than you, badder than you, radder than you, etc. I told you I get paid by the letter like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, C, top. Yes, he rock. And me and Drizzy both wrote on detox. That was just a footnote. How long can he could go? Wondering when he stop. Bitch, when a beat stop. So I'ma keep rockin' to the sheetrock bin. In the heat I send burn skin. The end. Young Moolah, baby.
Let's go! This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com for the best pre and post-workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to Fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go out there. WashFaceprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go out there. Finally, I mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. Alright, we're gonna come back in half an hour, keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an honorary personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Bring joy to my city. Lord. Niggas out here broke, got the nerve to be picky. Gave my man some bread, cause I hate to see him shitty. Yeah. We're back to selling dope just to make a pretty penny. Keeping it 100 with niggas that keep it 50. Chicago beef with everybody acting like we 50. I told my bitch you fucking with the greatest and you see me. The realest of the realest and the realest of my city. 7-year-old babies getting killed for no reason. Niggas cracking cars, zeroing all they peoples. Real niggas get blessed and share with they niggas. Real niggas fuck bitches, pair to they niggas. Man, these hoes for everybody breaking down a swisher. Put the loud in, right around to some music. Only took a break, cause I gotta get to it. But coming from, you'll probably lose it. Two little boys got
back here when they was hooping. Hard cause some broke niggas beefing started shooting. Guns got abusive and these niggas they abuse it. And the sad part about it, it didn't even make the news. I'm trying to get through it, so I'm watching all my movements, checking bags like Nike, so I tell them just do it. Tell my niggas they my brothers and I treat them like my brothers, cause my brothers and my niggas, so we equal as each other. Life is but a dream till you wake up with your mother. Smoking Mary J, give you no more drama. Still you won't come, cooking up my master plan. Gon' put it in the action, motherfucker, take a stand. My bones in the murder capital and he the man. I'm in my own lane, trying to see where I fit in. Take a chance, one man's gonna catch a van. So we out here every day, trying to chase these bands. Making all this money, you would never understand. So go ahead and judge me, I still get to it. And niggas say they winning, but I know they really losing. 12 months later, still riding in that Buick. And if that slow grinding, I'ma be fair paced. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga don't see fake. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate.
In the city, who the problem? Because of all the drama in the city with them goblins, busted with them 30s and them 40s. All my niggas under 20, but I got 150. Always in the streets, if a nigga wanna get me. Dolo in your city, but I started off with Bibby. Holes on my dick when I pull up in the Emmy. I ain't worried about any, cause I'm all you gotta send me. Dropped out of school, cause I knew I wouldn't be shit. Now it's that bitch if you want me on a remix. Game finna be rich, still can't believe. And it's still a get fat down if you want a t-shirt. Always need cash, I ain't never on no free shit. My niggas in the streets selling drugs, so they sleeping. Busted on the block, all moles on top. I can be up on tour making drugs every weekend. You locked up and you ain't got a lawyer, why you speaking? Hating ass nigga and you broke, why you breathing? Every time you see me, you know I was a demon. You bet I look crazy, you know my niggas fiending. All my niggas shooting, we're 50 dream teaming. Out in my shows, got them meanings with the beans in. We the pistol gang and it changed by the season. No limit them B4L, bitch, I mean it.
Coming like I'm
great,
cause I know these niggas hate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Something I'ma catch just 500. Just cause you rapper doesn't mean that he gonna ride. Slap them doors open on the vein, let a 100 ride. All them face shots need dental to identify. Louis Tony ETC, bitch, I been that guy. Stay high, ET, I live in the sky. Your bitch on me say she try and give my dick a try. Take a trip from my roadies and my wrists on rollie. Don't talk to the police, no talk. Out west at the Fifi, and they put everything on shorty. Made man, made D, touch me, you die. No worries. Lying ass niggas always telling stories. Bitches wanna kick it, trying to be another story. Know a couple broke bitches that done been no more. Know a couple real niggas that can finish that jewelry. I'ma flex that phone, let me get that jewelry. I be smoking heavy round, rolling, need another water. Supers let me in the club, cause you know I change the weather. I don't care where we at, make his ass today, we ever get up on the white settle, smoke them like a cigarette. You can catch us in traffic with heavy metal. Every travel, pop out.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Better know it.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Mooch, this shit only for the real. Middle finger to the fake. All I do is show love, all you do is just hate. Nigga, I've been self-made ever since 12th grade. And I'm about to blow up like the fucking real Drake. Don't you hate when a nigga fake? Hell yeah, I'm already knowing most niggas snakes. Smile in your face, lie to you to your face. Still ain't really shit to them, cause they do it every day. Haters, they be coming in all sizes and shapes. Disguised in they face, fake trying to embrace. But I ain't with that, so I just fall back like, nah, my nigga, I'm good, I'm straight. Real talk, though, hate is a bitch nigga trait. So if you a real nigga, then I know you can relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. So I'm coming in great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like 7 live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Are you looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People of autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People of autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else of autism. So when you meet someone of autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, Fox and Joker playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery and banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom through streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a wilted rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. EHX to FM, shout outs hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilted rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Oh, life's just so unfair. Tuned in every night like clockwork. Show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Ryan Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speaker silence, I'm coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a
WPRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, we all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy Hour is now over.
Happy Hour is now over.
Game over. This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Door is closing.